Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. And for those of you who don't know, I am actually a closet science junkie. I never had the brain to really wrap my head around the math that was required for being a really good scientist, but I absolutely am mesmerized by science. And I love to read the pop culture version of science and science books. So whether it's The Elegant Universe or Gödel, Escher, and Bach, I love to read all sorts of things about science. And one of my favorite stories is Schrödinger's cat. I think most people who have followed any level of science or pop culture have heard of Schrödinger's cat. But basically, Erwin Schrödinger, who is a physicist dealing with quantum mechanics, came up with this notion of how to explain a quantum superposition. Basically, a quantum superposition is a state in quantum physics and quantum mechanics where multiple states correspond to a different possible outcome. The prevailing theory that Schrödinger's cat came out of was something called the Copenhagen interpretation that basically said that a quantum system is in superposition until it's interacted on or observed by somebody in the outside world. At that point, the superposition would collapse onto itself and whatever was the actual state became the known universe. So Schrödinger's cat is basically you take a cat, a flask of poison, and a radioactive source and you put it inside of a box. A Geiger counter is also in the box. If the Geiger counter detects any level of radioactivity, the decay of an atom, it will drop a hammer and break the vial of poison, thus killing the cat. Now, under quantum mechanics and under quantum superpositions, at some point after time, the cat is both dead and alive at the same time. Both those states are possible, and both those states can simultaneously exist at the same time. It is only when we actually take the lid off the box and observe whether the cat is alive or dead do we actually know whether or not the vial of poison was broke through radioactive decay. So what does all this have to do with photography? Well, Schrödinger's cat got me thinking about the notion of this dead and alive happening at the same time and this idea that two states could simultaneously exist. So there's a duality that happens all the time until we actually observe the phenomena or the event. And that got me thinking about the duality that exists in a lot of our creative process and a lot of our photography. And I think it goes to the state of somewhat of our inner critic and how we want to be successful as photographers, because both states oftentimes exist at the same time. The inner critic telling us that we're not good as a photographer, that we don't have the skills necessary, or we don't have the equipment or whatever. And at the same time, our desire to be creative, our desire to create photographs, both those simultaneously exist. And it is at the point where we recognize the power of one over the other, does the one fall to the side, even if it's just momentarily, one falls to the side and the other one actually becomes the reality. So there are days where our own ego gets in the way and our own inner monologue gets in the way and actually does prevent us from becoming creative individuals and picking up our camera and making photographs. But other times we're able to override that, where we go out and create photographs, even on days where we think that shouldn't happen. I think there's also the state of duality that exists when we think about whether or not we're good photographers. One of the questions I always grapple with is, am I a better photographer today than I was yesterday? And am I a good photographer? And I'm not sure how I would measure myself against other photographers. I mean, Chevy Chase talks about measuring by height in Caddyshack, which would be good for me because I'm 6'4". But if we're just measuring the overall nature of how good am I as a photographer or how not good am I as a photographer, both those states can simultaneously exist. I can be a good photographer in certain aspects and a horrible photographer in other aspects. And it's only when I make the recognition of which one of those is going to be true does the other one fall to the wayside. I think another area where there's this really interesting duality, and this is one of the ones where I see this more and more as I work with people. I see this a lot in my students. I see this in my own work sometimes. There's what I actually photograph, and then there's what I want to photograph. If I go back and look at my own catalog, I look at my own negatives, I look at the things I have actually photographed, and then I think about what I actually do want to photograph, those are sometimes not one and the same. So the desire and the want and the desire of what I actually photograph simultaneously exist. And when I go out to photograph, I oftentimes default back to what I would naturally take photographs of. So I default back to objects and landscapes and things like that. And I don't necessarily think about portraiture or photographing people. But yet I want to be a photographer who photographs people. I want to be a portrait photographer. And so therein lies this duality of there's some event There's something that has to transpire that has to make one of those realities work or not work. Because simultaneously right now, they're not working together. That has me creating both types of photographs. So that split in my own personality that says what I want and what I actually do are different. They both operate at the same time. They both have some level of merit. I would like to think that one becomes informative of maybe goals or opportunities in the future, but at the same time, I'm still not acting on that in a significant and meaningful way. So the question of if I think about that as Schrodinger's cat and looking in the box, the state of my desire and my want to create those photographs is either happening or not happening. And as much as I can sit down and rationalize it out, only one of those is actually going to be the observed event of the thing that actually happens. The state of what is going on is going to be defined by my actions of whether or not I go out and create portrait photography or I continue to fall back on what is comfortable through landscape photography and cityscape photography. I think another area where there's an interesting element around this notion of duality is the way we track our success as a photographer. So like I said, we think about whether or not we're good or not good as a photographer, but we can also think about how do we track our hit rate or success rate. Is it defined by the number of photographs you create? Is it defined by the number of photographs you print? Is it defined by the number of times you actually carry your camera out? If your success was marked as being a great photographer by carrying your camera, and you went out every day and never once pushed the shutter, but you carried your camera, and your definition was one who carries a camera is a successful photographer, that would be an interesting discussion to have with yourself 10 years down the road if you, in fact, never, ever actually created a photograph. Because by being a photographer, at some point, you are predicated on the need to create the photograph, the need to actually capture light in some form on a photosensitive media, a light-sensitive media. The idea that the photographs are just inherent within our own head would be an also interesting philosophical and theoretical conversation about what defines the ultimate nature of the photograph. So if we return back to that state of the cat being alive or dead, if you snap a photograph in a camera, if I hand you my camera and you take a picture, but I don't tell you if there's film or a memory card in the camera, and you start taking pictures, you in fact don't know if you've actually created a photograph. You have no idea if the information is successfully being recorded. So is the action of taking the photograph photography, or is the action of recording the light on a photosensitive material the act of photography? I think both those states exist, and that's one of the interesting things about photography. It's one of the interesting things about art, is it requires us to be there and present and have both those interactions occur. If I'm going to create a photograph, I need to actually be present to the creation of the photographic act, but something also needs to be recorded, something that needs to be evident of the action and act of the photograph. If not, I have participated potentially in a photographic action, but have not in fact created the photograph because nothing was actually recorded. Now, if I recorded it and deleted it and never looked at it, that's still the active creation of the photographic act. So the state of photography having this duality between the action of creating the photograph and the recording of the light as being both things need to happen for there actually to be a photograph created, I think goes back in a little bit in my own psychology, in my own way of thinking, of returning back to that notion of the cat having those two different states of being alive or dead at the same time. And that while I'm behind the camera, in many ways, I'm stuck with the nature of, is the photograph actually being created or not through just the action of the photography? I think one of the other last kind of big pieces that kind of came up for me as I was thinking about this notion of the duality that exists, simultaneous duality that exists while we think about Schrodinger's cat and the creative practice of photography, is that when we think about how we want to create work, and when we think about how we judge and evaluate work, and we think about how we critique work, and we think about how we learn about work, we never actually truly know the exact state until it has reached a point in the past. And that a lot of our own angst and a lot of our own anxiety is predicated on this supposition or this belief that something is going to happen. We try to anticipate what is actually going to occur when we go have a review, when we actually look at work, when we actually print our work, whether it's good or bad. We make these assumptions of things that are going to come in the future that are somehow predicated on our own belief system. But in fact, nothing has actually happened yet. So in many ways, we've created this duality in ourselves of this anticipation of what will be versus the action that actually occurs. And oftentimes, I think for us in the creative act, particularly when it's something we're not comfortable with or something we're fearful of having or having happen to us, like a critique or a review of work or the taking on of a new project, and we're worried about how it'll be judged, that duality that exists between the anticipation of what is going to happen or what is possible to happen and the reality of what happens is interesting. Because oftentimes when we look back, just like taking the lid off the box, it is only after the fact do we realize what kind of value, what kind of excitement we actually got out of the process of working on something new, working on something that provided a challenge and made things more interesting, hopefully, for us as a photographer. That chance to get that critique, once it's all said and done and we look back at what actually happened versus the anticipation, I think oftentimes we end up in the state of realizing that we had a cat that was both alive and dead at the same time based on the events that happened. So anyway, I know a little bit nerdy on the science side, but absolutely, like I said, I'm a huge fan of science. I wish I could actually do all the crazy advanced math. It's just never been my forte. So I work in other and dabble in other areas, but that doesn't mean I'm not absolutely fascinated by all of the explanations for how the universe and the world is put together. I hope that you have a great time behind the camera this week. I hope that you have some thought of duality between the creation of the photograph and the not creation of the photograph, or something out of this conversation we've had today about Schrodinger's cat kind of inspires you into thinking about your artistic endeavors, maybe in a way you hadn't thought before. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes, or you can always find us on the Google Play Store or any place where podcasts are found. And I will see you next time.